This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Five men and a boy who died in an August accident at a Weld County dairy were killed by exposure to hydrogen sulfide gas. The deaths at Prospect Valley Dairy near Keensburg had long been suspected of being connected to the toxic gas. Those who died include a father and two of his sons, one of whom was in high school. Another man was related by marriage, and two other workers lived on the grounds of the farm. The determination by the Weld County coroner will add to an investigation by the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Casa Bonita's iconic cliff divers and costume performers are striking today.
Who's Casa?
Our Casa!
Who's Casa?
Our Casa!
Their union says all 57 members will picket outside the Lakewood restaurant. They're pushing for higher wages and protesting what they call dramatic cuts to paid hours during the restaurant's Halloween Casa Bonita event. The restaurant just west of Denver says it values its staff but won't comment on ongoing negotiations. State lawmakers approved $10 million in emergency funding for Colorado food banks today. That's as the federal government shutdown continues. The money is a fraction of the roughly $120 million in SNAP benefits Coloradans stand to lose in November. Governor Polis requested the money last week. Overnight in Denver, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 31 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 51 degrees before cooling off on Friday night with a low around 28 degrees for Halloween. This is CPR News.